This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3924, for Thursday, the 17th of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Mass Quick Tips for August 2023. It is hosted by Operator and is about 26 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is Operator will never get to some of these as full episodes. So here you go.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. I'm going to shoot from the hip on this one because I have a large list of quick tips and things that I'll never really get to as a full episode. So they're so old that they're not in fresh in my head enough to do a follow-up with them. So I'm going to try to do quick shoot to show notes. It's going to be kind of like a long quick tips, essentially. So if you have any of my other old quick tips, basically they're not long enough to be an episode, but, you know, important enough to tell you about, like using zip ties to repair stuff. You know, just drill a hole in both ends, and you got a hinge. It breaks, drill a hole in both ends, and then put a zip tie in there, and you're done. I try to repair everything with zip ties that has to do with plastic. So that's an example of a quick tip. So I'm on a bit of a side tangent there. So I'm going to try to real-time do this without driving everybody crazy. So that one, I'm going from the oldest to the newest here. So the first one I have here is Vosk and Yahtzee, Yaki. I used it to essentially pitch the idea that we had multiple ways to create show notes for shows. So I'm going to try to see if I can't find my... I think I did an episode on this, so I don't really have to talk about it, but I do have on GitHub, home theater. I honestly don't know what it's called, but the idea is that you can run this script against, and it will convert audio, it'll rip the audio from a video or an audio feed and convert that to be consumed by the Yaki or Vosk, which will convert it to text, and then that text can be run through Yaki, which will create the idea was to create automated transcribing and automated show notes for stuff like that. It's called HPR and Audio Fun, maybe? Possibly? Oh, Speech Text, episode 3446. So I will reference that. So Yaki... and there's also a script that I'm going to give for you guys. So this is work in progress, never going to finish. The idea is it's a shell script that you run, and it will take input, and it will automatically use URL, YouTube DL, or YouTube downloader to parse that URL, pull the audio out. If it's a YouTube video, it'll pull the captions out. If the captions aren't available, then it'll pull the audio and automatically rip it all. So it's kind of two parts, more or less, but the newer one is called not Windows Batch. And I've been using it to do transcode. I transcoded like a bunch of like 3 years of DEF CON videos. I transcoded a podcast and then created a hit list or a key terms list for those. So if I want to particular episode about focus or a particular episode about, you know, getting along with other children or whatever, you can use that to like search through the keywords. So it's kind of interesting. So I'll put those use cases up here. Let me pause for a second to figure out where I find my notes. Yeah. So it's parentingadhdandautism.com, natural language processing, which is what I did with the, as an example or proof of concept sort of whatever. A bunch of HPR episodes, a few HPR episodes, DEF CON videos. I put a zip at the top of all the information for all of that, for all of the DEF CONs 26, 27, 29, like all the text from there. It's like 15 megs worth of text. A bunch of DEF CON, and I want to say Something else is in here. Yeah, like I said, HPR, that's about it. And then I have two scripts. One is called Stream to Text with Keywords, which is the first time I tried to make it. The second one is a little bit better because it's actually using the full-blown thing and not some kind of weird... it's using like a full install of it, and it's using better models to do the speech to text. So anyways, that's that piece. That was a quick one. And high contrast black background. I think I already did one of these. So let me check and make sure that I did that. Let me untag this as a quick tip, because it's pretty involved, but I'm going to put the notes in there if somebody wants to talk about it. High contrast black background. So essentially this is for desktop Windows, and it's part of my script for high contrast in Chrome. So I'll put the link in there. You have to do some settings to set it up in Chrome and get it kind of enabled. And then you can use the regular high contrast features and stuff. It's also part of my auto hotkey script for generally making things easier on a keyboard. And it has that info. So you turn it on by pressing F11 and turn it off by pressing F12, the high contrast mode. Sometimes there's some places that it doesn't work, like for example, Splunk. So if I'm doing a lot of work in Splunk, it causes a problem. So I don't use it all the time. So that's one little piece of something that'll help. This next quick tip, I don't really have any notes for. VLC has compression built into it. There is a mono-based or stereo-based compression called like lib something or other, lib compress. Let me see if I can find it. So back when I didn't have like 4K and surround sound, or I didn't care, I was using LADSBA-Sync. Is a library for a Linux to compress audio. So I wanted like an audio compressor for old people that can't hear audio or voice. So, you know, quiet to loud stuff. If you don't have that and you want to do surround sound based compression, VLC is the only other tool I know of that compresses, supports audio compression. So you can tell Kodi to use VLC with some shenanigans and some configuration files, which I might have on my GitHub also. Let me add that. This is could be another episode if you're interested in my Kodi experiences, but now Kodi's kind of become depreciated. But if you're interested in coding and interested in knowing about Onyoko codes, Yahtzee custom commands through with VLC and Yahtzee config files, let me know. But I'm going to put it in the show notes as a quick tip because... it's pretty niche and it's pretty whatever. But the idea there is you can use Yahtzee to control a receiver or Kodi along with plugins for your receivers or whatever else you want to control. So they have several plugins for different receivers. What I thought is that, you know, there's a common protocol with all your receivers and stuff and like it's all, you know, common protocol. No, there's not. There's no common protocol for TCP/IP based audio devices. Like, legit Onyoko's is like a binary protocol. Like you got to like look at this table and figure out, you know, which is which. So it's kind of annoying, but if you're interested, I could do an episode on it. And you know, the host don't count as being interested. It has to be somebody that actually wants help with it. I'll kind of go down that rabbit hole if you want, or just hit me up. I can help you up. So, we done high contrast. We talked about the quiet to loud, how Waterbird works. So yeah, apparently Waterbird works by, I don't have a video, just Google it. But my son got one, it's interesting. It's what do you call it? A coolant fluid. And then it gets hot and, you know, goes up, weighs less, I guess. And then when it dips into the thing, it cools down. So it becomes cooler and then I guess falls down. And then when it falls down, it heats back up just by being in the air itself at the bottom. And then, you know, when it gets heated up to a certain point, that pressure builds and then it goes back towards the front. And the part that's important is that the bird head has to be wet. And that wetness is the difference between that makes the compression, you know, the thing expand and compress. So it's kind of interesting. I used it to keep a, to keep a light on in front of my cube way back. So Philip says screwdriver sizes. If you're using a screwdriver, always start with a bigger screwdriver than you think first, because you will strip it out if you don't. So I'm trying to get my family and friends kind of to do that, but nobody really does. So then they end up stripping out the screw and I have to like try harder, even drill it out to get it fixed. So use a bigger screwdriver head than you need to start with, because chances are you'll probably be right if you go bigger. If you can fix fluff up carpet with a brush. So we have some high traffic areas in the living room that just got an old wire brush, like an old hairbrush that's wire. They have things you could buy at Home Depot that's like a big, if you're doing a bunch, it's like a big plastic rake that you put on your carpet. But you can just use an old brush to fluff up little parts. That's going to be a new fluffing carpet. I just talked about that. Sleep optimization is going to be its own thing. So headphone repair, honestly, stick with like the DLXR connections, because your headphones or earbuds will die. So eventually they will die and you'll have to replace them. Or you'll need, like, instead of an up and down connection, you'll need a L connection, because. Or you want to put it in your pocket and you don't want to break your phone port or the headphone port. So eventually you're going to need to swap out the wires because they're going to fail. Some things you can do is like zip tie stuff. A lot of problems, just like your headphones or earbuds have crappy wires. You should get, like I said, a plug-in based one where they're modular. So, you know, they're just that earbuds are fancy enough to where you can unplug them. Don't buy earbuds without a modular based connection, the whatever it's called, MX connection or whatever. And there's like three different kinds. So make sure that you buy the right, you know, connections that's right for you. Electric tape. I don't know what I put here, but I've since boycotted any earbuds or headphones that do not have like that MX connection. I'm going to prevent. If you have a Fire TV, you're basically Fire Stick, you're basically spammed with ads all the time. So you can do some stuff to get the thing to go prevent it from going to sleep and kicking you back to the menu. So, you know, like, oh, there's no ads on whatever. No, this whole thing is just a bunch of ads. So the problem with the Fire Sticks is when they go to sleep, they default back to the home screen, which is not what you want, because I don't want to see a bunch of ads. So the only way to work around that is to force the sleep mode off. So when you are, for example, in the Plex app, it won't go to sleep and take you back to the home screen after 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. So that's where they get you. But you can bypass that by, disabling the sleep mode, or basically making it really long. So cool. Sponsor block new pipe. I'm sure people have already talked about that. You can get it with Firefox and on Android. So I'll link to that. It's quite difficult to do. Yeah, it's on, I put it in the show notes, sponsor block for Android. You use Firefox developer and enable a bunch of stuff to enable plugins, additional plugins or any plugin to run on Android. And then you put sponsor block on there, and it seems to be working for me, and it's worked for a while, so I don't have any ads, and I don't have to use anything like NewPipe or any of those YouTube Advanced or any of that crap. I just use the browser. So it makes a big difference. Put that in the show notes for us. Let's see what else we got. How to not look for stuff. So I have a hard time looking for things and searching for stuff. So I spend a lot of my time looking for things. I don't remember where I put stuff. And for me, I have a tactic or a thing that works for me is if I'm looking for something, I look at everything and I say that's not what I'm looking for. So instead of looking for something and I know what I'm looking for is a blue shirt, and I dig through the pantry or I dig through the laundry and I'll dig through my clothes and I can't find it. Well, you know, it ends up being a red shirt. Right. Or something else to that effect, where you're not looking where you think you're looking, or you're not looking what you think you're looking for. So what I end up doing now is I look at every object and I say, is that what I'm looking for? So you're in a room. Oh, computer. Nope, that's not it. Computer screen. That's not it. Nope. Speakers. No. you know, glasses, no, this, the docking station, nope, the hand remote, nope, that's not it, that's not it. So I look at everything in the room and tell my brain, ask my brain, is this what I'm looking for, or is it going to help me figure out what I'm looking for? So that's how I look for stuff. Kind of a quick tip. Bash, bump, burp, coral command. So if you're using Burp Suite, or if you've never used Burp Suite, check out my Project Jamboree. So that's what I've been pitching here. Eventually, hopefully, we'll have Safety Net Bypass with Android, and I'll do another stream for that and hopefully be able to get on a podcast for that. But if it gets working, the idea is Jamboree is a Windows PowerShell script that will download. It's open source. It will download everything you need to do Google, legit Google Android environment, and then it will allow you to easily root it and do testing and use Frida with Objection to do like inspection of Android apps and stuff. But included that with is Burp Suite. It's free, that gives you all kinds of extra stuff. You can also use Zetattack Proxy. So I'll do a big episode on that. But if you're ever on a website and you want to easily download something, you can right click in Burp Suite and right click right before you get the download, and it will give you the command you can copy and paste into your server, so you don't have to, you know, send one giant file to a server and then download it from the internet and then upload it to your server. You can just download it directly from the shell 99.9% of the time with a right click copy to curl or copy as curl command in Burp Suite. Let's see. Subsonic and MT3 tags are dead. PlexAmp. So the tagging in PlexAmp is not great, but it has a weird thing called mood, which I don't really quite understand. It doesn't really work. Genres and stuff, tagging has always been broken in MP3s, but I used to use Subsonic and Java, and it's kind of depreciated. Last time I checked, it hasn't been updated in quite some time, and I had some issues around something like Log4j or something, and I finally tried to, maximum amount of songs to be played in a queue or something like that, and I did some hackery to get that to working, and then eventually I realized this is not going to work, so I switched to PlexAmp and using Plex. Let's see, Android Bloat Script, that's actually part of Jamboree now, so it'll kind of try to automatically do it all for you. If you have Android ARM, it will automatically download all the information and details about the application, so it decompiles the application and gets information out of it, and then adds that to the list, so you can easily search for keywords like Verizon or Samsung. So sometimes, a lot of times, they name them like services, you know, phone services, and it's some Samsung garbage or Verizon garbage or your carrier's garbage. So I tried to do a mass debloat script, and that didn't work because it ends up breaking your phone and making a big mess. But let me put the notes for that guy. Actually, it's all in Jamboree, so if you haven't checked out Jamboree, go for it. It has automatic 11.11 image, whatever. It's got all kinds of cool tools in it that are fun to play with. Future feed, if you haven't checked out the HPR future feed, check it out. It helps. It's kind of interesting. You can get in front of stuff faster. Let's see. Outlook filters, if you're using Outlook for work, back up your Outlook filters, and I do it by subject, from, and I think by. So that's how I filter out. And I also put everything in, because I'm in security, so I put everything that's external in the junk folder. So I have to filter out my junk folder manually, basically. It's kind of annoying, but I don't get any spam at all. Let's see what else we got. I think that's it for quick tips. Oh, Waterbird works. We got that. Calendar. I've talked about the calendar before. I use a family calendar. Kathy has a calendar. I have a calendar. I have a personal calendar. And Kathy's calendar is actually like the family calendar, I think, or my calendar is the family calendar. And these three calendars I sync up. I share two of the calendars and then I sync them all up to a URL. And you can publicly share Google calendars, but you can also stack them. So I can take all three of my calendars, Scouts calendar, Boy Scouts calendar, Cub Scouts calendar, the family calendar, and my wife's calendar, and put them all publicly facing, and it will show what's busy, what's not busy. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. Pillbox for screws. I don't really understand what that's for. I guess, you know, the little Monday through Wednesday, Friday, or Monday, Sunday through Saturday pillboxes, you can put little tiny screws in there if you don't have, like, the massive screw thingy. Talked about the fixing brush. I put multiple quick tips on here for the same thing. Let's see. The fire stick from going to sleep. We did that. How to not look for stuff. Oh, Dr. Scholl's and like a repair. They call them moleskin. And if you have shoes and you're old and crotchety like me, you'll buy shoes and wear them for maybe like 5 miles and the back, because they're not on tight enough or you're wearing the wrong socks. I don't know what the excuse is, but the back of the shoe starts blowing out. You can take this moleskin. I use the Dr. Scholl's moleskin. You take the Dr. Scholl's moleskin and cut it out, and you have to be careful to, you might have to try it once or twice, but you have to be careful to start from the middle and work your way out when you put it on. It's like duct tape, but with cloth on it. And it's better than like gaffer's tape, is kind of a cloth based tape. If you can find gaffer's tape in a cloth form, buy it and buy some for me, because they don't even make it anymore. But they have the plastic gaffer's tape. It's kind of like that, but it's got the cloth and it's a little more cushiony. You're supposed to use it for when you get blisters and stuff like that if you're hiking. But I used it to do my shoe repair, and I've been using the same pair of walking shoes for way more than I'm supposed to. So old guy, old man,
make sure you repair your old grandpa's shoes with duct tape.
Yeah, it's moleskin, one word, moleskin. Yeah, so that's actually, I'm going to do a thing on searches. There's Seer XNG, which is a custom local proxy search, privacy-based. I think it's more privacy-based rather than utility-based. What I want is a better search engine. This is a privacy-based search engine that you can build custom, basically customize it however you want. But I don't know if I'm going to be using it moving forward. There's another one called Kaji, and it costs you like $5 a month, anywhere from $5 to $24 a month. But I'm done with Google. So once I do that, I'll do an episode on that. So it's a quick tangent. So the Dr. Scholl's shoe repair, I think that's it. There are some other ones I want to do the legit episodes on. A real link review, sleep optimization, autism spectrum movies and autism shows, neurodiversity shows and movies. My WLED stuff, I don't know if I've even done that. Carbon powder, a laser or lightsaber stuff. I don't know why I haven't done that. I had to have done that before. Cold feet and hands, ants and bugs, persistence ants. Privacy and piracy stuff. I'm going to talk about how that's changed. Top and like process based stuff. Equalizers for Android, Jambo or Jamboree, I'll do. WLED's already in there. Status cake for monitoring stuff, I'll probably do one on that. A Bark audio for cloning. There's also, what is that, level 11 or something, but they won't let you download the model. So building your own audio models. The front door, which I haven't assessed yet, but it's supposed to be help you to do projects, and they like remote in to, or like you share your screen, you share your camera, and they tell you how to fix stuff. But I haven't tested that out, so that one's going to be coming. DRM and notifications in browser, how to get rid of those. What else we got? That's pretty much it. I'm going to talk about watches, Samsung watches. I got a Samsung watch and the Lily Pro, whatever. It's a ESP32 watch that has Wi-Fi and something else on it. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and a screen, and should be part of my agent that I'm going to try to make, that's basically replacing Google Assistant with like a real assistant that will help me with time management and like communication. It'll reword all my communications for me. The idea is, you know, if I'm doing a text message or an email, it'll, you know, kind of inject itself into that process and like rewrite any communications I do and make them less Robert.
And like, you know, 20% Robert and, you know,
the rest a normal person. Also, beeper.com activation went through. It's a multi-chat multi-IM client base. It's some chat, but it doesn't support all parts of chat. So you get, right now they support, it's beeper.com. It's in like beta or something. They're probably going to charge you at some point, obviously. It supports Instagram, WhatsApp, iMessage, Twitter, SMS with Android. It doesn't count. Google Voice doesn't count as SMS client. Google Chat, I don't understand how that works. Well, I guess Google Chat doesn't. It's not the same as the SMS Google Chat. That's Hangouts. LinkedIn, Facebook, Signal, and Telegram, Slack, and Discord, which are labs, which are testing group for features. They may be changed, break, or disappeared anytime. Please let us know if you solve any issues. So Slack and Discord are like a proof of concept. I was looking for Mastodon and Mattermost, which you would think that would be the first one they implement, but I don't know why they're not doing that. I guess, I don't know, people, I don't know. I don't know why they're doing that. So the idea would be to have that eventually. That's pretty much it. I know I went through and rambled a bunch of random stuff, but I got show notes, and I will be doing episodes on the last ones that I talked about at some point. But, you know, these quick tip ones have gone un-quick-tipped for a long time, so I had to go through them all, and these are ones that I'll never make an episode on. But the other ones I mentioned towards the end will definitely be APRs at some point, hopefully in the near future. Take it easy. Stay safe. It's going around, making its rounds again here. August, and we're already seeing kids going back to school and getting sick and stuff. So be careful. Wash your hands. Have your kids wash your hands. Take it easy, and let me know if you need anything. Later.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.